This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Head chef on the way, Ted's Meat and Potatoes goes drinking. But first time for a few emails to the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Jump right to the birthdays. Ola Bacholas, it's my 28th birthday today, and what I need is Coach Ted hyping me up. I don't care the subject, let's just get fired up about something. That from James the Professional Moron.
I thought that said Mormon when I read it earlier. Moron. All right, James. Listen, if you're a professional moron, Coach has good news for you. You can do whatever the hell you want. You just act stupid. A, it's your birthday. B, people know you're a moron. And other than that, it's your birthday, all right? People will say happy birthday, wish it to you on Facebook, because somebody told them. You go out there tonight, you walk into that bar, and you go, it's my goddamn birthday, let's party!
Gentlemen, while I'm recovering from a broken ankle and working from home, I'd like to take a moment to wish my buddy Jamie back in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, who just happens to share a birthday with actor Bill Mummy. Maybe it's supposed to be Murray? I don't know.
It is Bill Murray's birthday.
Oh, yeah. Not Bill Mummy. Well, that's what he wrote, Bill Mummy. Let's get to Leroy Jenkins, the sound of a toilet flushing, and you guys talking all over each other about fish heads. Liquor and Horse Guys, that from Dennis.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Oh, that toilet's coming. Hang on. There we go.
Fish heads.
Fish heads.
When I was a kid.
Fish heads, man. Fish heads always referred to the
fish heads.
Tennis
Friday night.
That's the one thing I've called fish heads.
It's green and
bottom.
It's
kind of gross, man. Even to this day, I have a hard time calling the fish heads. Like, come on, man.
But cheeks are good. Hi there. Can I get a birthday shout out to my buddy Jimmy for his 35th birthday? Can we give Jimmy a happy 35th birthday shout out? Is that okay? There's a question mark.
Happy 35th, Jimmy.
Hey, Jimmy. Jimmy, my man, J-Dog.
Yeah. Guys, it's my birthday. I'm Kip the Red-Bearded Dragon. Love you guys. Can I get an OG fish sandwich and a big old bong rip, please?
Two Oregon fish sandwich.
What's up, Kip?
Charles, want to give a screaming happy birthday shout-out to my father, Mike, the best dad, grandpa, and hubby to my stepmom, JJ. Can you please have a fart medley? Because I don't know what the captain is, but the dirty Germans may be also talking about getting old. Sorry, Dad. I love your DBFWVP, whatever in the hell that means.
Yeah, you do not know who this captain is. All you need to know is, have you ever gone to sleep and woke up and thought that you had a dream that someone was maybe slipped under the covers with you? Yeah, it wasn't a dream. It was the captain.
Yeah, so the thing is, you know, it's getting older. It doesn't affect men as much anymore.
lot of people use the little blue chills or whatever it is. Yeah. You don't even need a doctor. It's like getting old, it's not really a thing anymore. Science in your penis will be fine.
Indiscreet packaging. By the way, Bill Mummy, he played the kid on Lost in Space.
Oh, okay.
He was Will Robinson.
Oh.
It's also Bill Murray's birthday.
All right. Yep. Wow. Okay, then. All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefly.
Thank you, Mom. A couple extra emails. Ola Guy is listening to the podcast there on the Odyssey app. You should download and subscribe to the Men's Room. At 16, as far as the most trouble you got into as a kid, myself and two friends from our youth group from church were egging cars the weekend after Halloween in Gig Harbor on back roads Friday night. Driving on busy road, and would toss them out in the middle of a line of cars so no one could pull a Yui. Last egg of the night, I broke the rules. A single car, and the road had a Y. So I figured we could hit it and peel off on that Y. I let go of the egg, and my buddy goes, S, cherries. It was a sheriff's car. I hit the Y and knew we could not outrun the cop car and my Dodge Dart. I hit the first corner driveway we came upon, going too fast. I went up onto a rock wall and got stuck, hit the lights, and waited. The cop car went speeding by and then hit the brakes. We all bailed, fell down a steep bank into a blackberry patch. Luckily, I was wearing a down jacket. They showed up with canine. They caught my friends and were ready to release the dog again. Then I walked out of the woods and faced a cop with a gun. Spent the weekend in juvie as my parents were in Reno, Nevada. That from Notorious in Gig Harbor, Bernie.
Where was that at? Was it in Gig Harbor?
Mm-hmm. Gig Harbor.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I obviously throwing an egg at a cop car is bad, but I don't know. That seems like a lot. Break out the dogs?
Right.
Like, yeah. It's an egg on a car.
What smelled like hell to me, gentlemen, getting hot up on the podcast here on the Odyssey app, and I have what a doctor described as a dog's nose when it comes to my ability to smell things. So I have a ton of stories that fit this subject. Sadly,
that's why they said it.
Yeah.
Because it's wet.
It's actually because he looks like a dog.
Right.
Aside from the very first skunk I smelled in 1982 in Spokane, where I can picture the scene to this day, it was a smell created by doctors practicing on cadavers in a lab I used to work at. It was from courses for dentists and brain surgeons to grind on bone all day. By the end of the day, the whole floor of the building smelled like burnt bone. It was so thick in the lab, you could taste it. They worked on cadaver heads all day for the 3 to 5 days each course lasted. And by the end of those courses, the smell of rotting flesh was a part of it, as the heads got a bit ripe being out and unfrozen. For the courses that they were taking. I'm glad I no longer work in that side of the video production industry. Screenshot from a video I made to set the scene. You can just make out two of the heads on the tables by the arrows. Cheers, guys. Thanks for keeping us laughing and making the commutes more enjoyable. That from Barry.
Dead bodies. That's a, that's a rough terrible
one.
Smell.
Yes.
And one more on smell. What smelled like hell on earth?
Smell it.
Guys, when I was a young lad, our family got back from a week-long road trip. We had critter problems since we had chickens, so my dad, he put up traps and gopher bait to kill the raccoons. Well, a skunk ate the gopher bait and died in our field and was baking in the summer sun for so long. It was my job to clean up the dead, bloated skunk. Mm. So when I went to physically remove the dead critter, it exploded. Dead, rotten, bloated skunk is the most horrendous smell. I'm getting physically sick just recounting the story. I was puking all over myself, working to bury the thing. After I got done, I smelled so bad, my mom would not let me in the house. I had to burn my clothes and sleep outside for 2 days because it smelled so bad. Tomato juice does not do crap to get out dead, bloated skunk smell. Peace out, bitches. That from David.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat. And potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the Men's Room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef and hot.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. January is over. Seemed like that month would last forever, but it's finally over. Mm-hmm. So obviously January has a lot of people getting into new routines, right?
Sure.
You know, whether you say you're doing it for the whole year or whatever, like, people like to get new routines. And dry January has become super popular. Like, I used to know some friends, we know them, that did it every year. And I was like, what? And they were like, we do it every year. But it's become massively popular. And, like, look, whether you want to kind of just dial it back or, like Mike was saying, just kind of change your relationship a little bit, maybe you just want to do it for health reasons. I don't think anybody's ever going to say, don't take a month off from drinking. That's bad for you.
Right. And the bars, they actually talk about that.
They do.
And they say, like, it's been a little bit slow, but by week two, halfway through January, people will start coming back
up a little.
That's honestly what
I mean, look, it's obviously it's slow for bars, but I mean, like, let's be honest. The first couple weeks of January are just slow. Even if you're not doing dry January, like, you just got through the holidays.
Still paying off bills from the holidays.
Right. Like, a lot of people just don't go out. Talk to any of the Uber drivers. I mean, those first couple of weeks, there's just nothing going on. I mean, last year I went to a wedding the first weekend after New Year's in Ballard. And I was shocked on a Saturday night. I mean, there just was nobody.
They're so slow that typically, and based on just the busyness of the holiday season and people's availability and everything else, most bars and restaurants will have their Christmas party the first or second week in January, because
it doesn't matter if you close that night.
Exactly.
You don't want to close during the holidays because there's always
hell no.
Exactly.
Now, and, like, throw a little test. I mean, it's a bar, restaurant, whatever. Even around the holidays, I don't speak for everybody, but I'm sure we're all guilty of this. Like, sometimes, man, you might just be going shopping with somebody and they'll be like, let's sneak in and grab lunch and a couple drinks.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. You know?
The holiday. You're already spending money. You know what I mean? Like, you accept it. You're going to be gluttonous. You're already spending money. Like, let's enjoy it as much as we can.
Yeah. I mean, I have a buddy. We blatantly just went to a steakhouse to get an appetizer and then left. And, like, we wouldn't normally do that, but we were like, screw it. It's the week before Christmas. Let's party.
Yeah.
So these are some of the dietitian broke down some of the biggest tips when it comes to choosing a healthier beverage. I will also say this. Some of these things, it's gotten easier to drink. I love beer.
Yeah.
But beer obviously is going to have calories, carbs, and this and that. And light beer is not too bad. But also, like, it's hard to drink and still if you're trying to cut weight. Just because of what the alcohol does to your system.
Right, right.
Might not be the amount of calories. So number one on the list for healthier alcoholic drinks, they said hard seltzers. Most are just sparkling water with clear liquor, like tequila or vodka. Just look for the ones with no added sugar.
Ah, okay.
And honestly, as many seltzers as I drink, they're not hard to find. Most of them, in big letters, say no added sugar.
Now, what about, okay, like natural sugars. So, like, you drink ciders, too. Now, are ciders,
once in a while.
Okay for you, or are they?
Ciders have a lot of calories.
They do, okay.
Because of the sugar.
All right, more than a beer, you think?
Depends on the beer.
All right,
like, you're drinking IPAs, you're talking what?
240, 230.
I was going to say like 3-something.
Maybe.
But I love ciders, but I don't drink them as much. That's funny. I actually have 4 of them sitting in my fridge. But ciders definitely are going to be a little higher on the calorie take. But I will say this. I have a buddy that owned a bar up the street here for a while who used to have he had a gout flare up once and just kind of swore off beer and just drank cider.
And it's pretty much gone away?
Yeah.
Huh. All right.
Let's see. Next on the list for healthier alcoholic drinks, red wine. It's chock full of antioxidants, which can reduce inflammation and help prevent cancer and heart disease.
I mean, I've heard that before about red wine. I don't know if it's just me, but the difference how I feel the next day with red wine versus white wine, I'm like, I don't need red wine. Granted, you don't have to drink it voraciously.
But you a bored housewife? What are you drinking white wine for anyhow?
Because my wife has wine. Every once in a while, I run out of beer, man. She knows that I run out of beer, and I'm like, you want to open a bottle of wine? It's like, you're not being romantic. You ran out of beer. I'm like, yes.
No, I know. I'm just kidding.
In a restaurant, I'll have, if somebody wants to get a bottle and, you know, you're on a date or whatever, I'll definitely help you with a glass or two. But most of the time, you're the one pounding that thing.
I find it very rare anymore. Like, I'll drink rosé and I like red wine. I don't know. I don't drink that much white wine. I don't feel like white wine's nearly as popular as it used to be.
I don't know. She's just got it, and I'll drink it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's literally my
difference
entire...
on that is I just prefer my drinks sometimes more cold.
Yeah.
So with wine, I just like a colder wine than a warm wine, a room temperature wine.
All right. Here's one on the list. Bloody Marys. Tomato juice typically doesn't have a lot of sugar.
Vodka's pretty good.
Plus, what other alcoholic drink comes with celery?
And if you do a Bloody Maria with Blanco tequila, we know that tequila has good health benefits as far as the agave and all that.
Yeah.
As far as lowering.
Do a Bloody Maria.
Yeah.
Do what you want. Now, the last one on this list, I don't know that you could sit around drinking a bunch of them.
All right.
I have been known to have a couple of them before a tailgate starts because my throat hurt. Hotty toddies.
Okay. All right.
Hot water, lemon juice, honey, and whiskey. About as healthy as it gets.
I don't think I've ever had one of those.
Oh, that's what you always do if I'm if I start to feel bad or my throat's getting sore, and you have knowledge that this is coming on. That's absolutely my go-to drink.
I would do
drink.
that hot chocolate with the peanut butter whiskey that you said. That,
unbelievable.
That would
it's
be my...
nothing but fat and sugar, and that's why it tastes so good.
But it's also what they say down at Ole Miss, Mississippi University.
What's that?
That's just what you say to people. Hotty toddy.
Hotty toddy.
And that's how they know it. That's how you know somebody's an Ole Miss fan.
Okay.
My nephew goes there. You're going to hear a lot about Ole Miss the next 4 years. Yeah. Hopefully it is 4 years, CJ.
Yes, CJ.
Jesus.
Get
it's
it
bad
together.
When Uncle Ted has to call to tell you to concentrate on the grades.
Lock it up.
All right. Now, if you're not drinking booze, you probably drink coffee. A lot of people drink both. But I'm just saying... Mm-hmm. You know, Mike, you just did a month dry. Did you up your coffee intake at all or no?
I don't know about up. I upped the soda water intake for sure, but coffee I think stayed pretty strong.
Yeah, like I'm not usually a nighttime, like afternoon, evening coffee person. Mm-hmm. Tell you what, though, you're doing a sober month, get a coffee. Almost cursed. Get a coffee at 7 p.m. What do you care?
No. Man, I tell you what, some of the best dessert, I believe, is just a cappuccino.
Oh.
Or an espresso when you're done with dinner.
Lovely.
Well, it's like Keith Richards and he wanted a bump of cocaine after he finished dinner. I mean, to me, it's just
caffeine.
Like,
yeah.
It just makes sure that you just don't pass the hell out.
Espresso martini or espresso teeny, as I call it.
Yeah.
So they polled 5,000 coffee drinkers to find out what Americans like. They did blind taste tests on different roasts, like light, medium, or dark. Turns out 45% of us think we like a certain roast, but we actually prefer a different one. A third of people say they like dark or medium roast, actually prefer the one that's lighter. Remember, it's backwards. The stronger you want it, the lighter the roast.
Correct.
Right? Most people think it's the other way around. Let's see. Light roast is a favorite. Older Americans might prefer something different than that. So here's a few kind of random stats. We also figured out a lot of people just aren't drinking coffee they like. The average American coffee drinker has 2 cups a day. And what most of us want is that caffeine. There's only 9% of us that are drinking decaf.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have a caffeine. It's not one of those things that I'll be up all night. Like my mom.
Yeah, it doesn't bug me. It doesn't keep me up.
I've never had anything remotely like that happen. Caffeine just, it does give me a little boost, but not enough where I can't go to sleep.
All right. Half of us think coffee shops aren't worth the price, but the average person will spend $50 a month on coffee.
They're not worth the price, but they're convenient.
I like the camaraderie. I like the daily routine of it. I like, you know, the people that I know that work there.
Yeah, and I just don't have a coffee machine in my house. Sometimes I'll have, like, a canned coffee.
Sure.
But, yeah, generally on the weekends, I'll go to a coffee shop and get coffee.
Those little Keurig single cup things, man, I have one. It's a lifesaver.
Most people don't use creamer. Only 43% said they do.
Really? I do.
Yeah, I think Mike and I are the only black coffee drinkers. I think even VD has
a little creamer. No, I drink coffee. I said creamer.
Come on, man.
It's too
easy. And then the last one. All right.
February 1st.
Truly hard seltzer.
You guys are throwing everything in.
They're coming out with a hot sauce flavored hard seltzer for the Super Bowl.
Ooh.
No. Is this going to be like a Bloody Mary tasting thing, you think?
I don't know, man. I mean,
I'm trying to think, where do you put hot sauce and alcohol? That's the only thing I can, that's the only drink I
mean, you're
I can
right,
think of.
Bloody Mary, or you could do those awful shots of tequila and hot sauce if you're trying to mess with somebody.
Well, and I feel like, you know, there's a handful of drinks, you know, mostly tequila-based, that they'll salt the rim with, like, what is it, that tajin stuff or whatever?
Tajin?
Yeah, it's basically that red chili pepper salt.
My wife loves that stuff.
That stuff's great. Throw it on some fruit. And then if you go back to the Mid-Atlantic area, like Maryland, people salt their rims with Old Bay.
Yep.
This is just kind of a joke thing, I think, for the Super Bowl. It's a limited batch. They're not planning it to do long time. You could only get it through a site called givethembeer.com. But as soon as they announced it, it sold out. The second batch is supposed to be coming out soon. A four-pack of the stuff will run you $24.
Oh, that's... Jeez. Okay.
Yeah. I like this. They said each can is 16 ounces, though, because 12 ounces of hot sauce and booze wouldn't be enough. I think this obviously is kind of a...
tongue-in-cheek
kind of a one-off thing, like, all right, let's try this. But I'll tell you what, for $24, like, look, if I could walk into the store down the street or next to me and get a pack of it for, say, $17, I'd probably try it.
Sure.
But 24, and I got to go to a website. I'm out.
I'm right there with you.
Yeah, that's a lot. Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. The shot of the day is on the way. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The mighty 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle. Rock. Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
Damn it! Coming up, we will drink a toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. A TikToker has drawn controversy over her farmer's market tote bag, which she has priced at $120.
Well, they're giving a grief. Don't buy it.
Pretty well, and that's kind of where the divide is that it's, you know, if you don't like it, don't buy it.
But I mean, to me, it's that easy.
She's kind of doing, that's just what she does. She kind of goes the Balenciaga route where here's this normal thing with a hefty price tag.
Look, man, for me, I'm like, hey, power to you. If you have people that are willing to give you that money, take a pair of glasses, right? They're all made basically in the exact same spot. They're the exact same quality. You can get more expensive ones if you want to, but when they slap their logo on the side, suddenly they're $300 more frame.
Exactly.
But they're the same as the other pair that the person's wearing. Doesn't have, so same thing.
Right.
Like, if people are willing to pay for it, man, I wouldn't.
Look, I will step up how much I'm willing to pay for a product if it lasts longer, if it's more resilient, if it's, you know, what, if it does its job.
If it's untraceable and has no serial numbers.
But there have been other products where it's like, nope, you're just buying the name. And at that point, that's a gamut that I don't understand how people can run.
Sure.
I don't get it.
Yeah, I mean, look, something costs more, but you got to kind of look at it, right? So let's say there's a pair of work boots that cost $400. That's a lot. But if you're going to have to buy a pair of the $100 boots and those are going to last for 3 or 4 years, it's probably worth it to buy the product that lasts.
But do we not do it all the time, right? You can buy a Hanes t-shirt at Target, I don't know, say $10.
Sure.
boy, if they put Led Zeppelin on the front. Well, now, that same t-shirt is worth $50 to me.
Yeah.
Right? So there are logos I will buy, but, you know.
Sure.
Typically music related.
You can get a Led Zeppelin t-shirt at Target for
I know, for about 12 bucks, dude. I know.
My Zeppelin shirt's from Target.
So but, hey, is my Rolling Stone shirt.
But if you buy it at the venue that you saw them one time, you can spend $50 on it.
I will say, full disclosure, I have a CBGBs.
Yeah, CBGBs.
Somebody here at work went, oh, man, did you ever go? And I was like, I bought it at Target.
Yeah. Oh. I have a Jimi Hendrix tour shirt. I didn't see him on tour.
Sure.
I was a child, and then he died.
Dude.
But Target said, do you like Jimi Hendrix? I said, I do. You said, hey, if you got 15 bucks.
You can go to Goodwill and Value Village and get a lot of tour shirts, man.
Well, it's funny. How many kids do you see? And kids, I'm saying maybe 12 years old.
All right.
They got Chucks on. They got a pair of jeans.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They're rocking their Nirvana shirt. I'm like, I get it.
Sure.
It's like me it's wearing Black Sabbath. Like, well, I was a little young when it came out, but I did.
Yeah.
I think this is a meme going around or somebody else said it. I'm going to start checking people on their shirts, too. You know, because rock people are always like, yeah, name three songs by that band.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if I see an adult and just, I don't know, like what we were talking about earlier, like a Bluey shirt, I'd be like, did you see the rugby episode?
How about the NASA shirt? Name three space programs happening right now.
Go up to a Seahawks fan with a jersey on or something like that, say, name three players that aren't Geno Smith or DK Metcalf.
Start doing that to everybody.
Hey, name three offensive linemen.
It'd be funny if it's like DK Metcalf, like, I'm wearing the jersey because it's me. That's
he's
why.
Just, he's walking he's around in his own jersey
every day.
I know some names, dumbass.
Oh, how did you recognize me?
Well, it's the shoulder pads that gave it away.
He's just that douchebag.
Like every TV commercial, if it's a football player, they're in shoulder pads, even though they're at home.
Right.
They never take it off.
That's, he's just out grocery
I mean, they'll
shopping.
Take off. Some of them don't wear pads, but if it's a football player, they have to be in the jersey.
Always.
Yeah.
You can hear him at Target with his cleats clacking on the floor.
Looking for that Jimi Hendrix shirt.
Oh, no, I've been spotted.
Okay. Maybe I should stop taking selfies.
A new study on dating suggests... Or put a shirt on.
Yeah, no kidding.
A new study on dating suggests taking time for personal growth may be of benefit in your dating life.
No effing kidding.
Oh, my God.
This is not new.
I hate...
My God, man. Cavemen knew that.
Having issues with dating? Maybe taking a break will help. I'm like, no duh.
Is that what it's saying, or like your own personal issues? It's hard to be in a relationship sometimes if you're all messed up.
Well, the same.
Yeah, that's what it's
between,
saying.
You know, take that break to find yourself. Like, oh, you don't just jump into another one.
Correct.
Really shocking.
Oh.
What's the old adage? You need to be able to love yourself before you can expect somebody else to love you, too.
Oh, I can love myself.
I'm aware of that.
I thought you were going to say the one women say to each other after breakups.
Oh, no.
The best way to get over is to get under?
Oh, yeah. We agree. We just don't have the ability.
Correct.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just the crying guy at the bar.
Right? I'm just sad.
You're the whore in the bathroom.
I've been eating for 2 weeks.
They call that the divorce diet?
Yep.
Like, actually, well, I've been eating pints of Ben & Jerry's, so.
The FDA is warning eye drop users of a copycat brand to Bausch & Lomb. Is that the brand?
Yeah, Bausch & Lomb.
That may also be contaminated and cause infection. And they showed it's a copycat bottle. Like, they use the same coloring of the bottle. They use the same kind of graphic. You know, it's just a graphic of an eye on it.
Do you use eye drops?
I don't.
It has been a brutal year in the eye drop market. They, like, pulled three of them off.
Man.
So is it that the stores are getting tricked by this and inadvertently putting it on the shelf?
I don't
know. You know what I'm saying?
Know,
like,
man.
Where would I buy counterfeit eye drops? I feel like I would know I'm buying counterfeit eye drops because some guy named Eddie opened his trench coat.
But they look a lot very similar. I mean, you look at this packaging. Hang on. All three of those are different products. They're different brands.
Yeah.
And you can see the subtle differences that they have on there, but they're all on the shelf.
Jeez,
man.
I don't know how that works. If the pharmacy or the store or whatever is just like, hey, they paid to be here too, you know, we don't have to worry about copyright infringement. Like,
I guess. I mean, if the stores aren't complaining.
Exactly. A new study on bathroom kind of talked about the annoying bathroom habits that people suffer through, and definitely when they're living with somebody else. What's the most annoying thing that you guys can think of that ends up in the bathroom that you have to deal with? We've all lived with somebody or at least spent some time with somebody here.
Someone who keeps every single thing that they have on the sink space.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So basically you can't get in there to just... Or whatever they...
I'm used to that.
I'll say this. Their sink respect for other people, whether it's sink toothpaste respect. In the sink, whether it's your makeup and all your crap's all over the sink, you've got hairs in the sink from your trimming up, guys, whatever. Just respect the sink.
Respect the sink.
My thing is just with the kids, where it's like, does any of the toothpaste that you put on your toothbrush get into your mouth?
Right.
They just, or do you just squirt it directly into the sink and then just brush, you know, raw dry. Style? It's ridiculous. And also, why did you need that much toothpaste for any one brush?
Because then it foams up really nice.
It falls on deaf ears. Every single day I just look at it and go, my God, man.
Yeah.
I just unplug the curling iron and the and the hair dryer, please.
Good call, dude.
I'm too messy to complain about clutter.
Let's go through it.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 of the most annoying bathroom habits. As a member of the human race, with an undue amount of unruly, untamed face pubes, my bathroom looks like I have a wiry poodle with alopecia. It's just the cast-offs from the hairiest part of my doughy skin vessel. When I shake out the rug in front of the vanity, it looks like the floor of a pet grooming salon and has a distinct aroma. But you get used to it.
Yeah, do you? Do you? So these are the most annoying bathroom habits. Last on the list is peeing in the shower.
Yeah, but if you
nobody knows.
Stop watching me in the shower, Mike.
Maybe they're close enough to the shower to where they can just tell.
Well, I don't know, man.
You have an open door policy with the shower, and at some point they can just tell.
But there's
just
a way to
know,
pee.
If I'm in your shower, I peed.
Right.
I feel like I pee.
Oh, really?
I pee almost every time in the shower.
Do you?
I get it.
No, freedom.
I don't.
You don't?
I just don't do it.
You never pee in the shower?
No.
Why?
I'll pee in the shower if I got to pee, but generally, I mean, I don't go in there to pee. But
sure.
I mean, if it came on.
If I get the morning drain, yeah, I'll hit the toilet real fast, but.
Yeah, I typically use the bathroom before I go in the shower.
Exactly. Yeah. But yeah, I'm with Ted. Like, if I'm in there and I feel the call, like.
Oh, sure.
Yeah,
if that would happen, I'd pee in the shower, but I just.
I mean, it's.
I pee before I get in
there. You're running soap off there anyway. I scrub my shower on the weekly anyhow. There's already tons of dirt and grime and nasty that's hitting the shower.
My pee is probably the greatest thing that's going down that drain.
I don't know.
Maybe I take too much time between using the bathroom to get in the shower. I feel like every time I get in the shower, like, oh, man, I got to pee again. It's not always a ton, but just.
Just a little
dribble. At that point, it's reflex, Ted.
Yeah, you don't have to. You don't have to.
Your body's trained to pee now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't have to point it anywhere.
I at least try to, like, hey, let's face the drain, man.
Right. Oh, no. Right. I'm in there living life.
Are you?
Yeah, why not?
You renegade.
Well, I mean, it's all going down.
Ted's just painting the walls of his shower.
Shower rebel.
Anybody have?
I have a good story. I'll tell you, not on the air.
Anybody had? Anybody had someone else use their razor?
Yeah, yes. Sure.
I had to do that the last time I shaved my head because I dropped my razor and it busted, and we were out of razor blades, and so my head was half shaved. It would have looked
stupid. As far as your curves and stuff like that, probably the women's products for legs,
like the
Pink Lady and stuff, they're not good for your.
We use the same brand, so it worked.
For me, it's just this. You get used to shaving, as far as your head goes, you get used to shaving your head, how you shave your head. And I got the straight razors, right? And not a straight razor, but say just the
safety
big men's.
Razor, yeah.
Right. And then my wife's, you know, it's that weird curve thing, but it's curved for their legs, not your head. And the last time that I used one of her razors, and it's the same situation as you, Mike.
Yeah.
You're like, F, I'm out of razors. I might as well shave with a cheese grater.
About to say,
my head was
really
bleeding.
Because it's the corners of the blades, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I've been on both sides. I've somebody used my razor, and then I've definitely used a girlfriend's razor before.
My daughter used my razor, man. My razor was in her shower, and then I realized her razor was now missing, but one of the things she had done was shave her armpits. But she does not tell me this, other than I'd heard her mom say, shave your armpits. So I go into the shower after her. I look at my razor, and I'm like,
doggone it.
I couldn't get past. There's a lot of things you deal with your kids. They've snotted on you.
Sure.
Peed on you, vomited, changed their diaper. But I'm like.
But that is a conscious decision.
Something about your armpit hair and my razor, man.
That
I am not feeling this.
Conscious decision.
Yeah.
There you go, Miles. Leaving objects in the sink.
Yeah, or around it. I just want to. Not that I need to put my elbows down in the sink. It's just. You can't
feel claustrophobic with the sink.
You've got everything on the sink.
Right. And we have a medicine cabinet.
Right.
Which seems like the better place to put it.
Come on.
Clogging the toilet. If you clog it. Fix it.
Yep.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You know, there have been times when I have clogged the toilet and didn't realize it.
Mm-hmm.
Lady and I went to Vegas, and I didn't realize I had clogged the toilet until we came back after a long day. And I went, why does this
I
deal with this more than anyone I know. I would not go back down the road, but it's like, trust me, man, I deal with a clogged toilet. Plumbers deal with more clogged toilets than I do.
Mm-hmm.
That is their job. It is not my job. It should not be like three times a week where it's like, and it's not like some little clog. It's always like, my God, what have you done in here,
man? Bro, you deal with more clogged toilets than anybody I know.
Yes.
I don't know if he grew up with one of those homes where if you flush the toilet, like all the cold water would, you know, drain in the shower or whatever. He would drop a heater and then get in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
So he'd start the hot water. Then he would use the bathroom. He would use the bathroom and then get in the shower. But he would not flush because he did not want to
ruin the shower
and the temperature. But he would forget when he got out every single time to flush the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
I did that about a year ago. I actually got a text from my wife. She's like, flush the toilet.
And
I flash back. It's probably like 4 hours later. So, you know, like Count Chocula turns milk chocolatey. So I think that's what she opened the lid to. And I'm like, oh, God. Sorry, man.
Sorry. And I used to be one of those people. Yeah. But I got tired of coming home after work and there was just poop in the toilet.
Yep. Just got to wait.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Got home from a long day's work, left my toilet lid, and oh no.
These are the most annoying bathroom habits. Leaving the toilet seat up, it's been a storied argument between men and women. It's
easier for you, gravity pulls down.
I put the seat and the lid down. Close the thing completely, open it completely every time. And honestly, that's house-wide at this point. Lady does it the same way. The lid is down, we do not see into our toilet ever.
Yeah, but isn't it sometimes a surprise when you do lift the lid and you go like, hey, you forgot to flush.
Exactly, yeah.
I had that this morning with my son, like, oh, dude, man.
Wow. Yeah. For our team, how about everybody just sits?
Yeah. You know what? It's cleaner for guys,
outside
too.
Outside of a urinal, right. I mean, sometimes, I don't know, like, especially in the morning when you're going, I'm with you. I feel like I'm...
You splashed too much.
Hating that bowl, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Forgetting to replace the toilet paper? Not as bad as replacing it by putting it on top of the roll that's
just
spent.
Put it...
What else do you have to do when you're there?
If you're sitting there, you have time. Right. It takes 9 seconds.
Forgetting to flush the toilet is number two, but then the most annoying bathroom habit. Let's see. Who do we know here? Leaving toothpaste stains or makeup on the mirror or sink.
Yeah, and it's just a kid thing. You know, before kids, you realize how civilized you actually are, and then you have children. You're like, my God, man. First of all, you don't need half a tube of toothpaste every time you brush your teeth.
Right.
And if you do, your breath should smell considerably better than it does. And get the God. Look, if it falls out of your mouth and goes into the sink, just get it out.
Mm-hmm.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Teenagers from Missouri came to Florida to clean up a waterway, and you'll never believe what they found, Miles.
What did they find, Mike?
Give you all the dirty details at 550.
All right, headlines are coming to the 550. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This at 206-803-ROCK. Have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast Robert and Carolyn Hill of Placidas, New Mexico. And yes, they are my parents, and that alone makes them worthy of a toast. But no, today I want to toast my parents because today, I know what most of you are thinking, Groundhog's Day Eve, absolutely. February 1st, my parents are celebrating today their 60th wedding anniversary.
Wow.
Which
nice.
Is absolutely ridiculous. Apparently that's the diamond anniversary. Their 60th. So I'm not trying to make my parents feel old or anything. I don't want to do that.
60 years.
But I would.
They knew each other before they got married.
Correct. When they got married, who was president? Lyndon B. Johnson.
Abraham Lincoln.
Muhammad Ali was still Cassius Clay. Color TVs, they'd been around for 10 years. No one had walked on the moon, and it would be another 8 years before the first handheld calculator was introduced to the general public.
What year was it?
1964. The Beatles had their first number one hit.
And they were married then.
They were married then.
They watched
still
the
married
Ed
now.
Sullivan Show.
They did. Anyway, congratulations on 6 decades of putting up with each other. One thing, I'm sharing this with my mom. I know you think the dad's going deaf and that's why he needs hearing aids. We're convinced it's Bluetooth. He's listening to a podcast. He's been listening to you for 60 years. He's tuning you out. He can hear every word
you say. He
always
has been able to. Every man has been able to hear every word.
I am thoroughly convinced.
Come on.
And mom, you talk enough. There's no way he doesn't know what you're talking about. That's all. So.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
It is, man. 60
yeah, that's,
years.
That is
And they're
is
still freaking in love, man.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's
they
crazy.
Just absolutely. They Kareem
Abdul-Jabbar was still Lew Alcindor.
Right, exactly. Did you hear that, guys? Just letting them know. I'm sorry. Did you hear that, guys?
Hulk Hogan was Terry Balboa.
Yeah. I don't think he was around.
No.
Russell Crowe turned 60 this year. A couple other people. Just saying. It's been a hot minute. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitch hola!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.